This fake refugee camp will have four tents like a real camp, where people are given supplies, processed, given medical help, and educated about what lies ahead for them. People will pass through each tent and be given basic supplies like a cot, blanket, soap, toothpaste, and shampoo. UW Superior Political Science Professor Haji Dukanchi is able to do this with a grant from Amnesty International. He hopes this will make the lives of 11 million refugees worldwide come alive. He says it also drives home the point that a refugee crisis isn't always from a natural disaster, but is also human-made.
So not everything has to do with third world action. Sometimes it is first world in the third world. Sometimes it is a central government versus the peripheral government, for example, in case of Darfur.
Dukanchi hopes students and other people also learn to take responsibility for refugees.
Sweden has allowed more Iraqi refugees than the United States. And Iraq is a country that we actually went to war with and created one of the largest refugee crises in the world. So I think it's important for us to realize that we do need to deal with them as humans.
Iraq's refugee crisis is second only to Darfur, where 2 million people are considered refugees from fighting in that part of Sudan. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.